pop up video.
Did we do that?
Log Talk Radio.
Okay. Oh, see, we had to wait for the Brit to finish. That's what it was.
Yeah. It's kind of delayed.
Good evening. Yeah, I know.
Hello.
She just goes on forever. Hi, guys. It's the menu. Your hosts are back, causing trouble and ruckus.
Yes.
With shenanigans.
Okay, that's Taco Bell.
Yeah. We will
shenanigans and fuckery abound. It's Wednesday night. Your host, as always, Brother B, Nikki, and Tamika. We're here. We're ready to party and talk about some actually something really important. But before we get into the heavy stuff, how was everyone's week so far?
How what?
I said before we get into the heavy stuff, how was everyone's week so far? Dude, seriously?
Oh.
Wax much?
I'm annoyed.
You sound annoyed.
Yeah, I am.
Well, I didn't do it for once.
You know what? No, you didn't do it. It's these humans.
Well, you know, humans are flawed.
The bad humans, like they just really, I don't understand. I don't see how somebody think they can have common sense and don't have common sense. Like, I don't pay you. No one pays you to think. Like, dude, just I don't know. They got me confused.
Your first mistake is actually trying to figure them out. Rule number one,
don't try to figure them out. I wasn't trying to. I just
apparently,
wanted to leave me
apparently
alone.
Apparently you were. No,
I
they're not.
To, no, I just wanted them to leave me alone. I just wanted them to leave me
alone,
like, on my, like, my job. Like,
okay, rule number
you know
one.
What?
Wait, no. But see, you have, as a parent, you have this one distinct channel that most single people don't have, with the exception of Nicole. It's called Channel K, you know, Mother FMI. If you flip
but sometimes that channel gets stuck. It's not always easy. Because trust me, many times you want to knock people out. It's not always easy. After a while, you know, there's only been so much a person can take before they go off.
That's what you think.
So I understand where you're coming from, B.
Honey, between Channel K, you know, mine, and the look that, you know, my mother would give me when she was about to kill me, I pretty much haven't figured out. But I'm sorry that, you know, humans have yet again found a way to get under your skin and get on your last good nerve. Because you don't have many good nerves left. I've realized that.
No, because, you know what, my thing is this. You know, there are people who wake up to be a part of the world to try to do okay. You don't have to try to do good. Just try to do okay. And then you have people that wake up to just, like, spread fuckery and cause problems. And my thing is, you need to either be buried somewhere alive or you need to be shipped off to a planet far away in a galaxy unbeknownst to man-made science. Like, you just, like, I just can't. Like, I really can't.
Somebody just needs to stuff
you in a bottle and throw you.
Well, see, that gives precedence to my whole thing. You know, your mother should have swallowed instead of just. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, some people should have been swallowed or left on a mattress, but apparently that's not the case. And you know,
don't judge.
And my thing is this. You know what? I don't mean to offend anybody, but if you're easy to offend, tonight is the night that you either do not listen or just don't even listen to the archive. Like, don't even call in. Don't even be bothered, because I have all intentions of offending the weak-hearted.
Everyone?
Because the topic is serious, and if you think it's a joke, then you're one of the people I'm talking about who need to be tossed in a bottle somewhere and don't.
And with that said, I say we get into it. How's that for everyone?
Yeah,
Brother B,
if
you would so kindly do us the honors this evening.
Yeah.
And give the people what they need to hear.
What?
Let them have it.
What the fuck is going on with the youth out here? Just the other day, a 17-year-old kid was shot in front of, over down here by the Barclays, was shot and killed in some type of little gang dispute. But the thing that bothers me is that even though I want to be remorseful, because I don't know why kids are just, like, really turning towards violence as a way to kind of, like...
squash beef.
Work out, yeah, squash a beef. But the sad part is, from what I've read or allegedly read and heard, he was actually one of a group of kids that was chasing one kid.
So basically,
he's saying he got what he deserved?
Pretty much.
I'm sorry.
I hate to say it. No, I'm with you. No. I was just asking because there's a lot of people. It's sad that these innocent kids be getting killed when there's a lot of motherfuckers out there who deserve a bullet.
Yeah, because what would have happened if they would have caught him?
Exactly.
What would they have done? Would they have killed him? Like, for
well,
what?
Well, it would have been like, you remember over, was it at the end of last school year, you know, it would have been that scenario, like with that young girl who got damn near beat to death in a McDonald's, McDonald's, down on Fulton Street. It would have been one of those scenarios. If not, it would have been a lot worse.
Which I believe is the same McDonald's that wasn't too far from the Applebee's where this kid got killed.
Yeah, now here's
wow.
the thing. And the sad part is Fulton Street is rife with this stuff. Come on. We're no fools. You know, we've been in the city. We lived in the city. Listen. Fulton was like that when it was just freaking Albie's Square Mall.
This
not
is
much
true.
Has changed.
But my issue
you know?
Is these kids. Like, yo, I mean, listen, we was coming up. Yeah, there was shootings. But, yo, unless we were just not paying attention to it, paying attention to the news or the media or whatever. But for some reason now, it just seemed like every time you turn around, kids is either stabbing, somebody's getting shot. Somebody's like kids are raping and I'm like, yo, dude, like, what the hell do you know about life to not value it?
I don't know anything. Well, you know what it is. Listen, John was the one said it the best when he was in Friday. Seriously, remember when the scene with him and Ice Cube ready to go grab a gun? What did John was the one say? You kids are punks. So scared to take an ass whooping. You kids are 55.
No.
That's right. That's what a lot of it is. A lot of it is that these kids are so 65 and they're weak.
And if you get beat up, who cares? If you get beat up, fine. You know, you got beat up, but you still fought. Back in the days, they had heart. Now it's
yeah,
like,
these kids
yo,
nowadays,
huh?
They don't have it. They don't have it. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with the fact that they're just not taught how to stand up and be a man or be a woman. I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
You can't teach your kids anything anymore because then you'll turn around and ACS will be at your door. You can't teach your kids nothing.
As a parent, as a mother of two boys, I'll take that. I will absolutely take that. And do you know why? Because I'd rather teach my children how to be men or at least how to be proper upstanding young men than freaking wussies who are so scared to take a whooping that they go and grab a weapon that's as deadly as a freaking handgun.
If you think about it, I think that's what they want. I think that's what ACS and these government agencies and these city agencies, that's what they want, so they can build more jails as they are doing now and tear down schools. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what,
because
they got a problem
with look at the cycle. If I let you discipline your kid, 9 times out of 10, your kid may or may not be, you know what I'm saying, your kid may be a law-abiding citizen. So if the balance has to be disturbed. So if I let you discipline your kid and teach your kid right from wrong, then that means there'll be empty jail cells. So if there's empty jail cells, then that means us corporations are not making any money. That means the state is not getting funding from the government to do whatever it needs to do, whether they want to spend money on their mistresses or misappropriate funds for whatever BS they label
it. And you know what my response is?
What?
Be you. Because at the end of the day, I will take whatever I have to take in order to make sure that my children are not a statistic. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. You're a mother. You're a mother, and people like Nicole, who may not be a mother, she's still a part of society. She's still a human. She's a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole thing is, what may not happen as parents, what may not happen to us could happen to her, because one of these young punks can run up on her, and it's like, dude, what, like, what are you trying to prove? Like, really?
And that's,
I mean,
another thing. Yeah.
It's not like robbery or robbing somebody is anything new, but yo, take your ass to go to work. Take your lazy ass.
But that's
and
the thing. But you know
job.
What? And that's but that's another thing. A lot of these parents nowadays, they're not trying to show their kids anything that resembles responsibility. Now, it's not to say that my kids are saints. Far from it. Absolutely far from it. But I know this much. If I turn around and I tell my oldest, yo, you got to do these dishes, you got to do that, he'll do it. He'll do it begrudgingly, but he'll do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to freaking threaten him with violence. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, dude, either you do it or I just take yourself away. He'll do it. You know, he'll do it begrudgingly, but he'll do it. You know? He may not do it all the time like he's supposed to, but yet and still, he'll do it. You know? And that's the difference. I've got no problems with that. You know? Because I'd rather show my son that in order to do, you have to show some sort of responsibility in this world. Nothing is handed to you. You do not get things on the silver platter. And honestly, poor me, that doesn't work. Because at the end of the day, this real world will chew you up, spit you out, and keep spinning. It don't matter. It don't. So you know what? I'm sorry, and this is going to come out wrong, and at this stage, it doesn't matter. This is how much sympathy I have for any child that acts inappropriately. Just like that video that was circulating on Facebook, I've seen this. I'm sure you guys have seen it. The young boy that went up to that lady and was popping mess and cursing her out and all of this stuff and went to go hit her. He was surprised when she pulled out that mace, sprayed it in his face, and was like, now step, son. Now step.
Yeah.
Shorty didn't
that
know what to
fun.
Do. Oh, we got to call her. Hold up. Call her 7777. You are on the air with some menu. Can we get this going here? Uh-oh.
Ooh, you is the king of kings.
Oh, Lord. Okay, now we can end the episode.
Yeah.
We can actually end it. What's going on, Hot Rod? How you doing?
Hey, listen, I only called for 30 seconds because, you know, I'm at a secret location right now, as you could tell.
Yeah, I see that.
Well, good luck on the show,
you're
guys. And my bottom line, I think most people or kids are too sensitive or a bunch of wussies. Or a.k.a. vaginas. And I think that's a problem today. Either
well,
we raise
them. You know what, Hot Rod?
Yes?
You ain't wrong. You are not wrong. And it's
yeah,
very rare that I agree
listen,
with
we
you,
all we all been
wrong.
to a certain degree, we all been bullied, pushed on, laughed on. But guess what? You cry and you move on. Most kids today, they cannot move on. Either have to go cry to somebody else or take a gun or a knife and shoot that person. Why? Because we can't move on because we're a bunch of wussies.
But then after you shoot them and kill them, then what?
You end up with jail, but they don't think about that. They don't take time to think.
Think about the future.
You know, and
down
instead...
There.
Well, let's figure mommy and daddy will bail them out. And the reality is mommy and daddy is not going to bail you out.
My mother always told me, if you go to jail, don't call me.
I'm not that
right. My mother told me that too.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Don't call me, because I'm not coming after you. And you know what?
I know that's right.
I've been to jail once for stupid things, and I was scared for them to call my mother. When I know my mother would come down and whip my ass to the fullest. I was safer in jail than seeing my mother. Go figure. Brother B said, if you do that right now, ACS is on your ass, so you can't win.
That's right.
Now you can't.
And that note, guys, I have to go. But good luck on your show.
Thank you for calling, sir.
Thank you so much, Hot Rod, for calling
Absolute
in.
Truth,
and
Sunday,
it's going to snow tomorrow because we actually agree. Me and Hot Rod. Lord,
hold on. Mark it down on the calendar. Please, mark it down on the calendar.
Take care. All right. Good night, brother.
All right. Take it easy. Peace. In case you're wondering, the call in number is 347-324-3395. That's the call in number tonight. And basically, we're talking about society and where it's gone wrong with our kids, that our kids, our children, doesn't matter your color, doesn't matter your race. Children nowadays are too quick to pick up a weapon instead of handling the situation properly. They don't handle it with thought. They handle it with action. And 90% of the time, the action is the wrong action. Give us a call. Let us know what your thoughts are on this topic.
You know what?
Because it's a serious topic.
You know what? The people that make the laws, their kids don't. Their kids aren't on these streets. The people that make the laws, their kids don't go to these schools. The people that make the laws, they don't have to they don't have to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to worry about it. So that's why they make these laws, like, oh, you can't beat your kids, and you can't discipline your child, because if
and there
you
is
do
a
that,
difference.
Then that's abuse. So wait a minute. So you think it's okay to make, because basically what you're saying, it's a double standard that's being created. It's okay for your kid to live this this life. Where they don't have to live with the realities or deal with the struggles that we face in the areas in which some of us live, whether it's middle class or poverty. You don't have to deal with the angst. Your kid just gets mad because you didn't buy him something, an Xbox game for Christmas, or just because he got a good grade. We deal with real life issues, so you really think it's okay for you to make laws to tell people that they can't discipline their kids, but it's okay for them to get locked up and get their ass whipped by a correction officer, or it's okay for them to go out in the streets and get their ass whipped by a cop? Because I think that's all you're trying to do. You're using our kids as bait for the wolves, for the crooked cops, and for the correction officers that really just, like, you know, I'm just here to whip ass. Like,
whip ass and take numbers. And then, you know, the prime example of that is that school in South Carolina. This is the newest thing this week. Young lady, okay, granted, she should not have had... Now, listen, let's be real for a moment. She should not have had her cell phone open, doing what she was doing. She shouldn't have. And when the teacher requested for her to hand it over, that's what she should have done. But there was no just cause for that officer to come in there, put his hands on her, slip that child in that desk, and freaking put his... But on top of that, here's what really got me. That alone was ridiculous, but here's what really got me. The one student in that classroom that stuck up for her was like, you shouldn't be doing that, got arrested for what? Disturbing the peace. How the hell did she get in trouble for disturbing the peace when all she did was speak? She there was no physical anything. All she did was speak. She vocalized, and she got hit with the same thing that the other young lady got hit with.
Now,
let
me ask Nicole something, because Nicole trying to slip to the background, be all quiet, sip on whatever she's sipping on. Anyway, what do you think about the teacher's stance in this? Because I believe that this is all the teacher's fault. Because what teacher doesn't know how to control his classroom?
Nowadays, a lot of these teachers can't handle these kids, because these kids today are not like how we were back in school. So a lot of them can't control them, and a lot of these teachers are scared of them. Yes, I think it was wrong for the cop to do that, but I have to say, I understand, because some people bring you to that rage. This generation today, I don't like them.
But check this out. So I'm a teacher, and a student pulls out the phone. I got to be logical about this, and I got to think real. Like, all right, I'm not really looking for a confrontation. I'm looking to keep my class in order. So check it out.
We
know what a lot of these kids are about.
Office.
But, okay, no, listen, even with that, like, listen, you take your phone out. Is it an emergency? Or you just want to play with your phone? Okay, no problem. You don't want to participate with the class. You just want to do what you want to do. No problem, because you see, tomorrow's another day. And eventually you have to leave out of this room, in which you never have to come back to. And I can make sure of that you'll never come back to the classroom again. See, you do it to yourself, but you give people that rope to hang themselves. You don't turn around and hang them on your own accord. Like I said, you're a teacher. You should be in control of your classroom. It's not about just getting
a
paycheck.
A lot of teachers are scared. If I think a lot of teachers came in like Mrs. Duranes, and let you know off the gate. You remember Miss Granite?
Yeah.
L-I-C.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? She came up on the gate and she let the students know, I'm not steady. You're going to listen to what I say. And she has a class in check. You have to start that from the beginning. You can't come up in there all timid and stuff with these kids. You have to let them know that this is my classroom, and you're gonna listen to me, or you can get the hell out. I'm calling your parents. I'm having you suspended. I'm going to fuck up your whole shit.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but one thing that bothers me, that the teacher did absolutely nothing while this dude was flipping this little girl around. Absolutely nothing.
Because he probably wanted that. He probably was happy she got her ass flipped. That girl probably been a nuisance to him for the whole school year, and he probably was like, good for her. That's why.
But notice the key word. We probably, like, we assuming, we don't really know the real deal, because, I mean, I've had firsthand experience where you know the real story and the media tells something else. So
yeah.
We don't really know, that's the sad part, we don't know the real story because the media lies, and they know they lie, and they don't cover up the fact that they lie, because all they're trying to do is sensationalize and sell a story. And they're using our kids as vehicles to sell their bullshit stories.
But the problem is, at the end of the day, what he did was wrong. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's. I don't care what kind of media thing you want to attempt to. This is my point. There's no spin the media could put on this, because at this stage, the point of the matter is, and the facts remain, that he should not have done what he did. Plain and simple. You are a grown man. You probably outweigh this poor girl by like 175 pounds. Probably. You a cop.
She slammed around like a ragdoll.
This is what I'm saying. You understand? So with that said, not for nothing, there's no way to spin this in a right or a dark way. The point of the matter
is, fired, though,
he
right?
was dead.
They got
huh?
fired. They say they got
no,
fired.
No, they fired.
They had to
fire
him. They had to.
How can you not?
He looked like he was at a rodeo. Like he looked like he was like about to tie up
but,
like a little pony or something like that.
But here's something else.
He thought he could get away with it.
Now, wait. Now here's another spin on this whole story. This same officer, a couple of months back, was involved in something else with a veteran. What's a veteran? Okay.
Wow.
Wait.
So you know,
and
my listen. This country doesn't respect its veterans anyway. But
no,
they don't. But now here's your twist. Veteran wasn't black. His wife was.
I just think he just wanted to hurt. I just think he's just one of those. See, that's my issue. When people and I
just
cross.
Because when because when the wife was videotaping it this time with the veteran's wife, who was a black lady, he said, get that black bee, this, that, and the third, I want her camera. Really?
Wow.
Yeah. See, he already
this is,
had
this
a problem.
This is who they want as cops. They like these racist motherfuckers. Like, I was,
but see,
look,
but
I was a John Gay.
And
they teach you that when you're in the classroom and stuff. They teach you how to be racist and how to spot people and go for this and that. They want you angry like that.
You know? In case you're wondering,
that's
what they want. Tonight's episode and topic is Children of a Lost Society. Give us a call, 347-324-3395. This is a hot topic, guys.
Listen, I've heard it said best. With the company I used to work at years ago, I used to work with some retired cops, and they couldn't have said any better. They said, you know, these new kids that they're putting out here on the street in uniforms, he said, it's a bad situation, man, because they're putting hotheads out there. They're not training them properly. And it's not like these old cops who actually took the time to know the community. Like, listen, there's always going to be somebody crooked. But at the same time, there's a level of respect. Like, listen, let's take it to the Godfather movies. Now, listen, they know what they were doing was wrong, but they had a code.
Exactly.
They had a code. And the whole thing is this, I'm sure there's some bad cops out there back in the days, they had a code. It's certain things that you do and you don't do. You don't put yourself out there like that. And my thing is this, listen, whatever you do, whatever deed you do, whether right or wrong, is always going to come to the light. I always believe dead bodies always float to the surface. But my thing is this.
You ain't lying.
Respect the code. Respect the code. Thank you. Respect the code. That's all I'm saying. Because you know what? At the end of the day, people are going to look at you and they're going to respect you for who you are and what you're doing. Like, even if the sad part is, even if you're doing wrong, if you're doing wrong to a certain people, then people are going to look at you like, well, I mean, look, he's selling drugs to druggies. People, druggies that want to die are dying, so that's on them. But he's not trying to recruit anybody new. He's not putting the needle in somebody's arm. So, I mean, hey, why be mad at him? Hey, this cop, he whipped the ass of a dude somebody that robbed an old lady or a pedophile. Hey, he didn't hurt somebody that was just jaywalking, so who really cares? Who really, you know what I'm saying? But then you got these civil liberties, these people who want to say, oh, this is not right. Everybody has rights. And this is that right. Listen, shut up. Everybody has rights, but some people abuse them. And
you ain't lying.
And I'm not going to apologize, but it's just like, yo, if you do dirt, if you can't expect for mud to not be in your backyard. You can't expect
for
something to not happen.
But you know what, and again, you know what, it goes back to this mentality, this self-freaking, this privileged mentality, this self-absorbed mentality.
That's what these kids
but
are
you know
getting.
What, these, but you know what, these kids are getting it from home. They really, listen, I'm sorry, I understand that, you know, ACS, BCW, Dyson, well, I understand these agencies.
I disagree
I
get with
it.
You. No, I disagree with
Wait. I understand the purpose of them being. The purpose of them being is to help children that are actually abused. The problem with these same agencies is that they constantly turn a blind eye, and for whatever reason, the people that they have working there can't decipher the difference between a child being disciplined and a child being abused. Because if you really look at the stats and you look, if you really look at the stats and you look at the numbers, 90% of the children that they claim are being abused are actually just being disciplined, as opposed to the other ones that are being abused that they're claiming are being disciplined. Case in point, this lady that lived here in New Jersey, what was this? This must be about 10, 15 years ago. She was abusing her foster children. Dyson had been called on numerous occasions, okay? You know when Dyson actually intervened was when the little boy was found mummified in the freaking plastic container that the woman had in her bedroom, underneath her bed.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Okay? This is going back 10, 15 years ago. Now, that right, and mind you, there was a lot of evidence. There were plenty of calls. There were many complaints about this woman. And Dyson did nothing. They did absolutely nothing. Okay?
Well,
this is
a reactive society nowadays. It's not proactive, it's reactive.
But my case of point is simply this. In that particular situation, the worker didn't do anything, and it was more than one. I don't care how overwhelmed you are, if it's that serious and you're still getting calls about the same parent over and over again, shouldn't something click in your head that tells you this is a bad environment, as opposed to one call that you've gotten, and this is the only call you've gotten in 15 years. You understand what I'm saying?
Well,
you've never
you're expecting somebody to be logical and do the right thing.
Well, apparently so, and I guess that's my fault, because you know what? I rely heavy on common sense and logic, because
sadly enough,
I was raised on common sense and logic, you know? But again, these agencies, I understand the purpose of these agencies. My problem is that the workers within these agencies are fucking idiots. I've said it. I don't care. They're fucking idiots.
I don't care what your caseload is. When you go into that home, you should be able to tell the difference between a child that's being abused and a child that's being disciplined. Because any child that's being disciplined, they're not going to have, they're going to live in a pretty much, it's going to be clean. Yeah, their bedroom might be a mess, but the house itself is going to be clean. There's going to be food in there. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to see everybody else happy and acting the fuck up. Now, a child that's being disciplined, dirty clothes, no food in the house, you're going to smell drugs in the air. You're going to smell cigarettes in the air. You're going to see the parent is a total fucking waste of life. That is an abusive household, 90% of the time. And the sad part about it is, that's the same household that that caseworker will turn around and walk and say, oh, there's nothing going on. Meanwhile, and let's say my household, the worker's going to turn around and be like, oh, yeah, that child's getting abused. How freaking stupid are you? Seriously?
Because you're going against the system. You're going against the system. You're doing the right thing. You're being a parent.
I'm sorry for you.
The system doesn't want parents anymore. They don't want parents.
Sucks to be them. Sucks to be them.
Because, once again, you have to be, listen, they need people that's going to set these kids up so that way they can go to jail in a few years.
I'm not doing that.
They need to feed the system. They need to feed the system. And you're not helping
my children
feed
are not,
the system.
No, because my children are not here to feed the beast. Hell no.
Well,
hell no. Listen, it took me 9 months to bring them boys into this world. I will be damned if I let the system take them out. Hell no. No. There is no bond, and I'm sorry, and I'm going to say this. You feel how you feel about it. There is no bond stronger than that of a mother and her child, whether it's a boy or a girl. Doesn't matter.
I believe it.
If that woman has taken that time to cultivate that life, make no mistake, the only one allowed to take that life is that woman. Now, if you try it, listen, let's be real. Try it if you want. Try it. Let's see what happens. Because it'll be you dead 6 feet under, and I'll be in jail. I'll be like, whatever. Because you ain't touching mine.
You know what?
That is mine.
See, my problem is this. Well, one of my problems is this. Don't try to call this a civilized society when you're not doing civil things.
Amen.
Like, one thing I've learned throughout the years, a thief doesn't want to be robbed. You believe that?
All right.
Like, a thief will scream holy hell if you try to rob him. But
you ain't lying.
But you're a thief. But you have a problem with you taking something from you. But it's all right for you to take somebody else.
Pretty much.
So,
oh, yeah.
Basically, you're telling me that all my kid is worth is whatever you can get from them from the state when they're behind bars. That's not going to happen. You're trying to tell me that my child, and let's be real about it, because we can say all children, but it's mainly the minority children or the black children that you're really just saying, oh, well, let them kill themselves.
Black or Hispanic. Well, no, you know what? We can't even
say
that.
Yeah, black or
let's
Hispanic,
be real.
But you know what? I got to be honest. You have some fair-skinned Hispanics who are just really on another level.
But you know what?
And
I'm gonna
call
I got one better for you.
I'm going to call a spade a spade. There are some fair-skinned Hispanics who just have an attitude of like, oh, I'm not this, I'm not that, this is who I am. Listen, when it gets down to the get down, you'll never get that promotion before the white boy. Because he's
okay,
white.
Okay, if that's the case, well, let's be real then. Because you know what? You got a lot of light-skinned black folks that are on the same level. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, of course. Oh, listen.
You understand?
Nothing new to that.
No. See, the difference is there's nothing new to that to us. Because we grew up around it. We understand it. You know what I'm saying? They're on a different... Listen, I got a high yellow relative right now that I would love to just pimp slap just because. Just because. She was rude. She disrespectful. And it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But she was on another level, too. But you know what? That level came back and bit her. But that's a whole other story. My point is this. You got them in the black Hispanic, you got them in the black community, you got them in the Hispanic community. If we can be real for a moment, anybody that lives in the city is automatically labeled. Surprisingly enough.
Of course.
Surprisingly enough. Because you know what?
you know this like I know this, Brother B. We got a couple of white brothers that live in Ravenswood that we grew up with. Ravenswood, QB, Astoria houses. They got blacklisted automatically because A, they lived in the projects, and B, they had friends that were black and or Hispanic.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool.
That white privilege that everybody likes to talk about so much didn't exactly apply to them. And they was worse than we were.
Yep.
Because I can count a couple of them right now on my hands that still want to. Listen, they got more street cred than all three of us combined. Okay? Let's be real about that. The white privilege didn't apply to them because they was in the hood. Truth being told.
Of course not.
But I digress. But yes, you're absolutely right in the fact that they are definitely trying to get those of us of the minority persuasion. They're absolutely trying to get our kids. But here's the thing. As a parent, you have to fight tooth and nail three times as hard to avoid that. The reason being is because you don't want to go for that. You don't want to be the mother of Sean Bell. You understand what I'm saying? You don't want to be the mother of Trayvon Martin or the father of either one of them. You understand what I'm saying? You don't want that. Because honestly, not one parent should ever have to outlive their child. Not one. No.
But
and you
think
know
they
what?
Care?
As a whether or not
think
they
care?
An insignificant. Listen, real talk. Whether or not they care is insignificant and inconsequential. You know why? Because I care. And as long as I care, I don't give a crap what they think. I don't give a crap what they feel. I don't care. Because I'm going to protect mine. I'm going to make sure your mind don't fall. If it takes my last breath, I'm going to make sure of that. Because I'm not trying to hear it. Now, I can't speak for any other parent, but
real
I know
parents,
me.
Real parents are
I'm
persecuted.
Not doing it.
Real parents get persecuted.
And we'll take it.
Yeah, wait. Definitely understand. It depends on what you can take. Because the whole thing is this. If they lock your ass up with disciplining your kid, then what you going to do?
All it takes.
You're not there to do the job.
Yo,
or if they turn around.
Yo, Ma.
And financially. If they turn around and financially bring you to a hardship.
Listen.
See, you know what? You know,
exactly, B. I'm with you because I know with my job, if I end up in jail, I lose my job.
Exactly.
So you understand? So you're
so
because at some point you have to be like, you know what? I don't have kids or anything, but if I did have a kid, I'm not going to let my kids take away my livelihood either. They're not going to fuck up my shit because they don't want to act right. You know, some
exactly.
of these kids,
they
don't
make
care. I have my brother, he's bad. My mother went through everything to try to save him. But if this child don't want no saving, you have to let him go. Because
exactly.
if not,
that's
he will
different.
Fuck up your shit. And then they will kick
different.
You out of the
that's
house
different.
And everything. So some of these kids, you have to let them go.
That's
absolutely. Oh, no doubt. Not all of them can be saved. Because you're not going to destroy me in the process of me trying to save you. I'm sorry. Because I know I'm not going to jail for my child. I don't give a hell.
No. Now, you got to understand something. There's a difference between going for your... There's a difference. The child that's actually a good child that got caught up or whatever, that's different as opposed to freaking little Chiron that's been on the block since he was nine slinging a rock. You understand what I'm saying? There's a huge difference. Absolutely. A huge difference. Chiron can stay on the block because I ain't saving him. He can stay right where he at. You know what I'm saying? But Jamal, who's in school, studying, trying to make something of himself, I'm definitely going to put my neck out for him. I'm definitely going to try to save him.
That's who they're after.
Yeah, but you know
that's
what?
Who
I am, and they could be after him, but you know what? I'm going to save him. I'm going to protect him at all costs. Because that's the one that's going to freaking flip this around. Chiron, y'all can have, I'll snitch on Chiron. I don't care.
Listen, that's the whole thing. That smart child that you're trying to raise, that educated child that you're trying to raise, they don't want that. And they're going to make sure they stick it to him. Because they don't need this.
What they get.
They need him to have a gun in his hand. They need him to turn violent. You know what I'm saying? They don't need him. They don't want him to have them books.
what they want and what they get are two different things. Same way my mother raised me, yo, nothing changed. You know what changed? The fact that I'm the parent. That's what's changed. That's the only
thing
that's changed in my house.
This is true, but look what we got going on now. And social media. Every time you turn around, look on Facebook or something else, like this idiot world star hip hop, who are only showcasing dumbass black people doing dumbass shit.
Yeah.
And white world star hip hop had to be started by. I'm gonna just say somebody that's not black. And if it was started by somebody black, you're a house nigga. Because, yo, real talk, you don't do stuff like that.
And
why are you trying to show that?
Hey, huh? You know what? I gotta say this. Take this how y'all will. But world star hip hop, that's the ghetto version of world's dump, as far as I'm concerned. That's how I look at it. Anytime I see
world star hip hop has no place in society.
Neither does world's dumbest. But yet and still, it's got its own show on True TV. You understand what I'm saying?
You know why? Yeah, you know why? Because anything showing the buffoonery of black people, put it on, air it. We need that.
Simone?
We want that.
Is she relevant to anyone other than herself?
But it's just annoying how I think they get a kick out of it. The fact that she's black and she just goes up there saying nonsense. They loving it.
Well,
that's why she's still up there.
Well,
she's just stupid.
She's just a token negro.
She's not even a token. She's too stupid to be token.
She's just way too stupid to be token. Because the crap that has come out of this broad's mouth, even white people were looking at her sideways like, really? Seriously?
Exactly. Like shut
you
up.
So bad?
Yeah.
Listen. You know, seriously, when white folks do this to you, you told me that you just hit it all the time. Hey, yes, this is after my server box members. Anyway, tonight's topic, in case you guys are just tuning in, Children of a Lost Society, give us a call, let us know what you think. 347-324-3395. As always, your host, Brother B, Nikki, and myself, Mika, we are trying to figure out what had happened along the way. When did they go wrong? What had happened, right? Why is
now,
it that these kids nowadays are rushing to violence as their only solution instead of handling their business? Because, again,
you know what?
Growing up a child of the 70s, 80s, even the 90s, you handled your business with your fist. Yeah, you may have gotten jumped, you may not have gotten jumped, but at the end of the day, you fought and you lived to fight another day. You wasn't quick
exactly.
to pull out a gun. You know what I'm saying? Pulling out a gun was something that a bitch did. I'm sorry. And not much has changed as far as I'm concerned, because if you had to pull out a gun instead of shooting a fair one, you a bitch. And I don't mean that in a good way. I mean that in the worst way possible.
Well,
I'll shoot a fair one with a dude if need be. I'm not scared. What you going to do? What you really going to do?
Listen.
Come on.
A lot of these dudes, half dudes, half breeds, whatever you want to call them, they don't know how to fight. They're not trying to learn how to fight.
These dudes have been bitches all year round. They need to dress up as fucking men for Halloween. Oh, I'm sorry.
But the whole thing is this. They don't have the tenacity. They don't have the smarts. They don't have the strategic. See, like, I love a person who loves to consider themselves smart, but they actually stupid. Like, you think you're fooling the world, but you're only fooling yourself. Like, real talk. You carry that gun.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you're led into a false sense of security, thinking that's going to make you feel safe. You seem to think that, I got this medal on me. Cats is going to respect me because I got that medal on me. Let me tell you something, homie. There's people who got other people that got medal on them too. And just because you got medal doesn't mean your reach is quicker. And it doesn't mean that you even know how to use it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. Like, I love it when cats watch these movies and or play these video games, and then they want to emulate what they're seeing. But yo, mm-hmm. dude, it's just a movie. All that stuff you doing sideways, shooting this, shooting, it's all a movie, B. Once you do that crime, once you pull that trigger, you can't put that slug back in in the car. Mm-hmm. You can't put that back in the gun. It's a wrap. And unless, because right. see, now let's get, I'm going to get something straight here. I love my freedom. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? I don't want to be locked up around men 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But apparently, these little dudes talk about, oh, I'm a man. No, you're not, because you want to be locked up with dudes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because you keep doing the dumb stuff. You want to live that life, and there's nothing real about that life. Mm-hmm. I can't deal with somebody telling me, oh, you got to go to sleep, or telling me when to eat, sleep, go to the bathroom, when I can go outside. I can't live like that. A man, wow. a real man, doesn't live like that. So just when you think, and see, that's the problem. These cats is cowards, because it's probably easier to live in there than deal with the real world out here and trying to make it. I love it when people, I'm on the train, on the bus or whatever, and somebody's asking for change. I'm looking, but you ain't in no wheelchair. Well, I mean, you got really? 5 fingers. You got 10 fingers. I mean, you look like you all good.
I thought I was the only one that felt that way.
Like, why you can't get a job? Because you know what? Years ago, and they still got these places, when I didn't have a job, I went to them spots that give you a job for a day. And you make you money mm-hmm. for the day. Listen, I humbled myself. I wanted to make money. I went out there and I got it. I ain't have to depend
yeah,
on nobody for it. So don't be so,
but
don't think you a man, but don't be a man. You a sucker. You a sucker. And if anybody want to speak to me about, you's a sucker. Because like I said, I go out and make my money. You should do the same if you want to be labeled a man. If you want to be labeled a man, throw your hands up. I ain't got to shoot nobody. I ain't got to jump nobody to prove a point. I ain't got to, listen, yo, I don't know where cats got it twisted. Because they need to get off the nipple. A lot of them are still on the nipple when they sitting there saying, oh, I'm a man.
I'm about to let you know right now. I'm about to let you know. Real talk. These cats have been put on these pedestals to the point where, again, this mentality of self-privilege, this self-entitlement, where they don't have to do anything because somebody is going to do it for them. This is the problem. And I'm going to be real with you. A lot of mothers are guilty of this. This selfish. You know what? If you want to be real, a lot of people could say, I'm guilty of it. They're wrong. Because at the end of the day, if my kids screw up, that's a wrap for them. And they'll tell you, mommy be grounding us for 6-7 months at a time. Mommy's been known to ground us for a full school year and not care. But this whole mentality of somebody's going to do it for you, you're entitled, you're privileged, this is where a lot of this comes in. And it's not only mothers, it's the girlfriend. It's the wives, you know. They do, instead of saying, whoa, wait a second, you a grown-ass man. Handle your scandal. You're supposed to be out there handling your business. That's what you need to do. They're not doing that. They're sitting there saying, okay, baby, I got you. Instead of putting their foot down and saying, no, you a man. Go do what you're supposed to do. Handle your shit. It's a damn shame when women are more manly than the men are. And I don't mean physically. I mean mentally. That's a damn shame.
You're right.
When a woman could go out there and do the same hustle as a man, if not better, come back with all that and be like, yo, baby, go get yourself something nice. That's a damn shame. It should never get that far.
Because they're trying to eliminate that man. Like, all right, prime example. I look at my job.
You know, cats are divided by labels and titles.
Okay.
Listen, the only title that I care about is being a man and handling my business. I don't need to be anybody's sergeant. I don't need to be anybody's lieutenant. Like, yo, real talk, I'm 41 years old. I'm in my fuck you 40s. If you don't like who I am, fuck you. Because I'm not changing.
You can say fuck you since you was in your teens. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. But right now, listen, because remember, years ago, there was a lot of us that wasn't even expected to make it to 25. And I think that was the problem. Because once we made it to 25, it was like, yo, what do we do now?
Brother B, let's be
because
real
for a minute. We actually made it.
Brother B, real talk, most of us wasn't expected to make it past fucking 15. Real talk.
You're right.
Real talk.
You're right. So when we made it, we were lost because we were just busy drinking, smoking, getting high and all that stuff because we wasn't expecting to get there. But when we got there, it was like, oh, damn, life is real. Like, we got to grow up now because we actually made it to the point that we wasn't supposed to make it. So
but here's the
now
thing.
What do we do?
But what do you do? What do you do is that
we
you make sure that
quick.
Your offspring – but you make sure that your kids don't do the same thing. But now this is a thing. Because, I knew how I grew up. Nikki knows how I grew up. Let's be real for a minute. We all know how it was in my crib. But make no mistake, that homework was done. Freaking chores was done. I was working. I was doing what I had to do. Make no mistake. Even though I messed up a couple of times, didn't I, Nikki? We ain't going to talk about that. But the whole point is, you know, I had someone near that was like, you going to do what you going to do, make no mistake, but you going to handle my business first, which means my business is you being responsible and doing what you need to do. Why
I don't
is
know,
it
my
that...
My mom's a gangster, so I didn't fuck up.
You
fucked
up.
I didn't get in trouble, none of that.
Nikki, she went bad.
Nikki,
she
my mom messed
up. No, Nikki,
she wasn't
Nikki,
bad with
Nikki,
you.
Mama, don't come outside. Nikki, no. Nikki, be real. You was just real smooth because you had to be real smooth.
No. I was a good kid. That's probably why I'm
so
bad now.
Okay, well, that explains
me
then, because I had to be...
I feel like I was raised in a... Like, you know, like how a preacher's child is? That's how I feel like I am. Like, I had
to
be
good. Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't.
No, you don't. Whatever.
No, you don't.
So, no wonder... No wonder you're a sexual deviant. No wonder.
Exactly.
Listen.
No wonder you're a sexual terrorist.
Wait.
You're
so stupid.
No wonder you act like that.
Wait. My girlfriend Kay is a preacher's child, and let me tell you something. She was a wild child from way back
exactly.
in the day.
Listen, it be
but
them
she
good
wasn't,
ones.
Listen,
well,
listen,
I was scared of my
exactly
mom, and I was not about to get do nothing to get in trouble. My mother had eyes and ears everywhere. And so the point was she'd
see,
be like, oh, I heard X, Y, C, this and that. So it was like my mom, forget it. She knew my every move, and I didn't even know who was watching me.
But that's,
so,
but see, that's
no.
a mother. That's a mother right there. That's real mom skills.
Yeah.
Not somebody
yeah,
who's
you know,
somebody who's just looking
was,
on
she
the
would
surface.
Play like that. And if she found out
but
I was doing something, she would come outside and would beat me in front of my friends. And she told me to come home, and this happened to me. God's my witness. She said, come home, be in this house by 8:30. I came to the house 8:31 with my friend. She beat me in the hallway for being a minute late. She said, when I say 8:30, I mean 8:30, not 8:31.
Yep.
Not 8. She yep. did not play. So I didn't mess with her. Like, no. Mm-mm, no. She's crazy. She's really
that's
crazy.
It. Okay,
real.
See, now, But you know what? I got away a little bit more than you did, and I'll tell you why. Because Denise kicked me out of Queensbridge. And I'm not even joking with you. Denise kicked me out of Queensbridge. She said, you can hang anywhere you want, but if I catch you in Queensbridge, I'm fucking you up.
I couldn't hang out. At least you could hang out. I couldn't hang out. It was a selective people I was allowed to hang out with. You understand? And
listen.
I didn't have to know who I was hanging out with. Other than that, as long as I couldn't go outside.
As long as I wasn't in Queensbridge, I could hang out. I could hang out.
But,
and then
I couldn't go out.
But mind you, I still had a curfew. But I still had a curfew.
which meant but now, if I was in Sunnyside, I still had to be home by a certain time. Denise wouldn't catch me outside by the school I walked in that house.
Oh, man, listen here.
No, but see, my mom was gangster. I couldn't leave the block. Because you know how you, let's say I go outside, and let's just say it's 12 o'clock and no, and my curfew is at 8 o'clock. My curfew, it's not all the way to 8 o'clock. I had check-in time to make sure I didn't leave the block. So she'll be like, if you checking in with me, I have to check in with her every hour.
Well, back in the day, there was always some nosy lady looking out the window saying, oh, I saw such and such going this way.
Exactly.
I saw such and such going
that
way. But you ain't heard it from me.
Exactly.
But
that's
see,
how
now,
my mom was like, no, you check in with me every hour. Because she don't want to hear
that,
oh, you went to someplace, every borough. No. Every hour I had to check in. I had to come upstairs every hour, show face, I'm here. Okay. She was right. So I was like, shit, I ain't going outside.
But
you know what?
Like,
let's be real for a minute. Real talk. That's how parents should be. That's how parents should be.
And I appreciate that.
And
now,
I
didn't understand it then.
Of
but
course.
I understand
we,
that.
We didn't understand it then. Like, yo, check this out. This is one of them stories that make me. It's one of the reasons why I'm so big on, like, yo, you need to man up. As a man, you want to call yourself a man, you need to man up. Yeah, I remember one day. I was outside Story Projects, chilling with my friends and all this and that. There was this one kid that was just on some bully stuff. So one day he was bothering with me, and I didn't want to deal with it. So I went in the house, and my friends came in there. And my mother was like, yo, what's wrong with him? And you know what I'm saying? And they didn't want to say anything because I asked them not to say anything. But, you know, I was crying a little bit. And it was like, see, my mother was like, nah. My mother pressed the issue and said, yo, what's wrong with him? So they told her what happened. You know, my mother took her crocheting needle and her thread, put on some house gown, came and said, you going to fight today. Went outside,
mm-hmm.
got the next door neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Miss Pearl. Went outside, sat on the bench. I said, where the boy at?
That's my mother.
I said, you over there. She said,
that's my mama.
You going to fight today. And
you
I was like, you serious? And she was like, you got to learn. You going to learn today. You going to fight. You ain't coming in the house. Ain't no. Her key words is, ain't nobody running you in this house. You better
that
fight.
That was the rule? Either you fight him or I'm going to fuck you up.
Exactly.
And yo.
Let's be real.
I got my scrap on. I don't feel that I won the fight like I wanted to win, but the
right.
important
you
part.
It's,
yeah, exactly.
Exactly. It's not
and
about.
And later on, my father came in the house. My mother told him what happened. Anytime I got suspended in school or for fighting or whatever, the first thing out of my father's mouth, "Did you win?" And if I told him, "Yeah," and I told him, "Yeah," he just winked his eye, kept it moving. And that was that.
Okay.
Now,
my
thing is, it's like, yo, it's bad enough that a whole bunch of black men are locked up behind bars, not being able to teach their sons or daughters anything because of some stupid-ass, selfish decisions that they made because they were too punk to either be out here or they said, oh, well, you know, I had to sell these drugs to feed my family. Oh, listen, there's other ways to feed your family. So you can't keep running that excuse. You can't keep running that because you got a responsibility out here, whether it's a responsibility to your woman or it's a responsibility to your children. But you have a responsibility out here. Stand up to it. Because all we're showing them, whether it's on TV or showing them on these dumbass shows, Scared Straight and all this and that, we're just showing them that this is the right way. Going to jail and getting in trouble, it's okay. Yeah, you can get 3 hots in a cot. Yeah, you can get good medical. Yeah, you can get all that stuff, and you can socialize with your friends all day. You don't have to worry about society. You don't have to worry about the real world. We make everything comfortable for you right here. And this is the trap that they fall into because they think it's okay to be surrounded by a bunch of dudes all day laughing, joking, doing whatever. Dude, listen, I eventually got to be surrounded by some
female. I know
what
you'd rather be surrounded by. I was about to say
and some alcohol. I can't get that on the inside.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying?
No, you can't.
I can't get that. I can't live my life like that. And I'm not trying to live my life like that. But you know what? The sad part is this is what they think is okay now. They think jail and killing people and shooting people, it's okay. But then at the same time,
but you know what the sad part is?
But check this out real quick. When you're a 13 or 14 or 15 year old, and you're looking at the Trayvon Martins, you're looking at the Eric Garners, you're looking at the Sean Bells, you're sitting there mm-hmm. thinking, well, I don't got a chance anyway. So I might as well
do
what I got to do to survive.
That's the problem. That's the problem right there. You know what? And don't get it twisted. I, as a mother, would freaking just die. And I'm going to tell you like this. I've seen the damage that outliving your child can do. I've seen it with my grandmother. Okay? And I'm going to be real with y'all. From the time she had to let her oldest go to the time she had to let her youngest go, I've seen what it did to her. I wish that on no one. And I got some enemies out there. I don't wish that on them. That's real. But I tell you one thing, and this is what it is. I will always fight tooth and nail to make my children understand that there is more out there than the Sean Bells and the Trayvon Martins. You may not see it because what you're seeing plastered out there. There's a difference. And this is where we as parents have to actually separate the real world from the fake world. Again, as a parent, your prime responsibility is to really show your kids and push them or point them in the right direction and tell them, yeah, TV's all well and fine, rap music's all well and fine, well, that's all well and fine, but this is the real world, and this is what you have to do. Yes, it's going to be a fight. Yes, it's an uphill battle. Make no mistake. You're always going to have naysayers. You're going to have people that are going to really try their hardest to bring you down, but you have to be stronger than that. You have to fight. You want that bad enough? You're going to fight for it. Because the second you give up, that's the second you become a statistic. Do you really want to be a statistic, or do you want to be more than that?
And but that's the thing. They don't even know.
Here's your funny.
They don't know.
Here's your funny. Do you know who my example is? Fucking Colin Powell. Colin Powell. Out of a black man who was a Republican, mind you, who was in the military, ranked, starred, and all of this stuff. And when shit got real in the White House, what did he do? Deuces, homie, I'm out. I'm not fucking with you. My man pulled freaking half-baked. Fuck you, you're cool, I'm out. That's what he pulled. When shit got real with Bush, he straight shows his true stripe. Like, deuces, homie, I'm out. Colin Powell is my prime example because no matter, he fought, he didn't, mind you, he was a freaking immigrant, straight from the island. His whole family, straight island.
Yeah,
he
but see, Colin Powell knew
even
the game.
Even though he was light-skinned.
But Colin Powell knew the game, that's why he broke out. He knew.
But this is my point.
Exactly.
But this is my point.
He knew the
why
game.
Why is it, now my question to you is this, why is it that I can't teach my children the game? Why
because,
do you have to have this mentality? Wait,
they
got to
feed the beast.
No. My question to you is this. Now, I know the game. This is why I do what I do. And, bro, let's face it, I'm a lot more tan than Colin Powell. Shit, I'm damn near as tan as Wesley Snipes out this mofo after this past summer.
But they don't want you to pass that knowledge on. Because if you pass that knowledge on, then what? Then what?
Guess what?
Then what? How are they going to fill the jail cells? How are these cops? How are these dudes that are dressed up in NYPD uniforms that don't care about the law? All they care about is going about beating somebody black. How are they supposed to get their thrills?
But
Brother
man,
B,
can't
but Brother
have
B,
you
but Brother B,
right
no. But Brother B, you know where my oldest and me, my oldest old man and me stand. You already know what's going to happen. But what I'm saying is this. We're not feeding this beast. We're stopping this beast dead in its tracks.
And that's even why he has to be even more protected. That's why he has to be just that. He has to be protected like the president. For the sheer fact he's
saying.
A future. He's
I've
a future
no
that
problem.
We can bank on.
But this, my point is this. I've got no problems laying it down because I know what I'm laying it down for. You understand what I'm saying? This kid from jump already had it planned out. He ain't even know. He had it planned out. And my problem, and real talk, is that 95% of us of the darker persuasion, I'm being a little PC here, because I'm on my sixth box cranberry.
Yeah.
Those of us of the darker persuasion tend to forget that we have the power within ourselves to really turn this upside down by educating who we've brought into this world, by showing them the tricks, by showing them that there are other ways of handling this situation. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, there are things that are going to happen that are going to make you mad as all Hades. Make no mistake. But you got to use the intellect. You got to use your common sense. And no, it's not always easy. My suggestion has always been float underneath the radar. Don't be out until you're ready to show out. When
you're
ready
to
show out, that's
is,
when you be out.
Well, as I was saying earlier, one of my problems is, now I feel what you're saying. And Nicole, please chime in.
All right.
But I'm going to just come. Like, I went out this last weekend. I was hanging with my family. And it was my brother's birthday, you know. Happy birthday, bro, again. Now, one thing that was said at the table, like somebody asked me in terms of what I do for a living. And, you know,
you
I told
them. You deal with all day.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the thing is this. The thing that they found that they latched onto was the fact that there's, like, a darkness. Like, they feel like there's some type of darkness. And it's like, it's not a darkness. It's just the reality of things. Like, my niece was there, and she had this attitude like, oh, they're beautiful souls. Everybody has a beautiful soul. And I was like, no, everybody doesn't have a beautiful soul. No, everybody doesn't. Because you know what? There's certain things that I see that I'm privy to that other people are not. And I see the dark. And my thing is this. Sometimes you have to be just that dark to protect that light. Her concepts, her ideals, your son's ideals, that light that he emits. Sad to say, some people like me have to trade off in order for his survival. You know what I'm saying? But that's the sacrifice of being a parent. That's the sacrifice. If I have to be dark to protect that light, then I will be the darkest. I will be the darkest there is, just to make sure his eye. You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure. But once again, that's just being a person, not just a parent, but a person that gives a damn.
Nikki, my nickname is Crowley for a reason. That's what I'm going to tell you. Now, Nicole knows the Crowley reference. Nikki knows the Crowley reference. Crowley is a reference. Basically, he's the king of hell. To save my child, I will absolutely be to save both of them. Anyway, I'll be the motherfucking queen. Motherfucker, I'll make Lucifer run if I have
to. But that's the thing. You're the problem. You're the problem that this society doesn't want, because they don't want you protecting your child. Because they want to take your child. And that's the problem. And you know what? As much as you say they can't have them, guess what? And to the degree the streets already got them, one way or another, the only thing we can do is teach them how to maneuver. That's the only thing we can really teach them is how to maneuver on these streets. Because that's the thing, as enticing as they make it seem, like, because see, one thing, like the NWA movie, You know one thing I did like about it is the fact
that... I haven't
that,
seen it.
Yeah, I saw
I didn't
it.
See
straight
it
out of Compton. I seen it. But one thing I did like about it, as much as people wanted to say that NWA was promoting violence and all this, NWA never provoked violence. They just spoke
that's
about
what they
it.
Lived in. This is just
yeah, that's
promoting
the Drive-By
violence.
Central. They didn't
they're
promote it. They just spoke about what they live in. But you know who promoted it? The record label promoted it. They exposed
yeah.
it. They're the ones who turned around and said, oh, this is what you're supposed to be doing. No. No,
this is
not
there's
it.
There's a difference between growing up in it and promoting it. Those
exactly.
Us, and let's be real. Queensbridge, A&P, Woodside, even Woodside House, come on. Let's be real for a minute. They never promoted it. Never promoted it. It's just an environment in which we grew up in.
But that's the
I
thing.
I still remember which drug dealer was it on 12th Street in my block? It was one of them damn drug dealers. Anyway. Huh?
It was a few of them.
Anyway. There was a few of them. But one of them, and it was in freaking Beaches, Thomas Beaches building, had freaking, and I shit you not, I remember this day clear as day, because we were sitting in the playground waiting to see who was going to get popped. Had the FBI and the NYPD at bay from the fifth floor of a crackhead's window in the center building taking shots at them. We were taking shots at nobody from the neighborhood, only at the fucking cops and the feds. Shit you not. That was what we grew up in. That's
yeah.
what we grew up in.
But yet the violence among the youth was just so different then. Because everybody was still getting hands on. Like it wasn't like people got their respect and
because
kept
they earned it.
Yeah, because they used their hands. See, a gun doesn't garner respect. You know what I'm saying? Some people even think it causes fear. There's some people that don't fear that bullet. There's some people that don't care about it. So the whole thing is this: to what point do you start to realize that, yo, this don't make me a man, or this don't make me a woman? Like, yo, shaking your little ass up on Facebook or Twitter or whatever you do it on Instagram, yo, that don't make you no chick. That just that makes you just a commodity. That makes you just anything. You're not special. Nobody's
well,
gonna
the problem
look at
is,
you special.
Is that
nobody's gonna want to treat you special, huh?
In order to have that much kind of respect and discipline. It has to come in at home. It does. It really does. And
what
my
home?
Thing is this.
What home?
This is my thing. What are you doing at home? What's going on at home? Because honestly,
listen, it's a bad situation. I remember when cats was getting allowances and selling drugs. Like, dude, cats
exactly.
was only selling drugs if they. Yeah, like, dude, you got a good home. You come from a good home. What you doing selling drugs?
Exactly. Not everything is always in the home.
Exactly. So I'm like, yo, come
on now.
I
hate when
people
say that. But you know what? But you also have to understand. You also have to understand the foundation and from what it's coming from. Because my foundation, again, mind you, it's not like I had mom and dad in the house. Let's be real.
Okay.
Let's be real talk.
But
my
look
mother.
At you.
And me, but the difference is my mother gave a crap.
My mother did too, but my brother didn't turn out like that. You understand? So the homie had nothing to do with it. It's the child.
I'm telling you, that street life, to some,
exactly.
that street life is just magnetic, and
they
have to go
so,
to it.
So the homie had nothing to do with it because this home was tight. I was too scared of my mother. Fuck what you heard. I may have done my dirt, but at the end of the day, if Denise caught me, it was a wrap. And I knew that. I wasn't even doing dirt. The one time I did get arrested
and
I called Denise, she cursed me out for like 10 minutes. I'm like, dude, I'm going to need you to call a job and tell them I got food poisoning. That's all you need to do, Rach.
But my thing also, you even got to look at TV nowadays. You know, TV just exposes so much stuff, so much buffoonery, so much negativity, and they call it good programming.
It's like I don't understand how you can sit up there and promote people gossiping and call it
a
reality show. It ain't reality.
Here's a better question. How are you letting this fucking television dictate your life?
Because there's people that don't have lives. That's the thing. That's another thing it boils down to is identity. So these cats don't have, a lot of these kids out here, they don't have anything to identify with. That's why they don't know what to do with themselves. They don't have no real role models out here. There's nobody out here taking up for the people so they can be like, yeah, I want to be like that. It's either you a rapper or you an NBA or you NFL. That's it. Or you
R&B. I believe in individuality. I believe that every person should find themselves personally.
Well, how could you find yourself in a society that says you don't have to be yourself? You can go on Instagram. You can go on Facebook. You can go on Black. You can be any interested. You can be anybody you want to be.
You should know that's not the real world. And the problem is that you don't realize. If you don't realize that all of that shit is not the real world, you got a problem.
You can't tell them that this is not the real world because it's easier. Mm. It's easier to live fake than it is to live real.
No, the hell it ain't. Because
listen,
when them bills got to be paid, who the hell is paying them?
Prime example. Listen, I don't eat pork, but yo, it's cheaper to go get bacon bits and put that in some eggs than it is to go buy real bacon.
It doesn't taste the same. Fuck that.
Everybody wants They want things easy. They don't want to work for it. They don't want to do anything.
I believe in quick and easy, but you know what? There are a lot of things I am not willing to sacrifice. Just strictly based on the fact I can't.
That's you. There's some people that are willing to sacrifice their soul for a dollar.
Exactly.
And think it's going to get them somewhere. And their whole attitude is like, well, at least I'm happy. You ain't really happy. But you know what? You can keep fronting all you want to. Keep fronting. It's all good.
Like I've always said, I will sacrifice my life for mine. But for myself personally, it ain't never that serious. Because, honey, ain't that much out there in this world that I need and or want.
I mean,
but
you
that's
got some adults out here that's being that's being so selfish that they ain't even paying attention to treating the kids right.
No. This is what I'm saying. This is going to be my next thing. Greed is another thing. Honey, please. And the sad part is a lot. And you know what? And let's be real for a minute. A lot of these parents, I'm sorry, were children when they had their kids.
Of course.
It's disturbing to me. Listen, personally, it's disturbing to me that half the chicks that I know that are younger than me are grandparents. What?
I'm
not jealous. I'm disturbed.
I am.
Absolutely disturbed. How are you 5-6 years younger than me and you're a grandparent? No, I'm disturbed. I am absolutely disturbed by that. Because seriously, my mother didn't become a grandparent until she was damn near mid-50s going into her 60s. And that, let's be honest, was a fluke.
He came 5 years earlier than my doing
what they have to do. But what I'm saying is this. The simple fact that you're that young as a grandparent is ridiculous to me. What do you have mentally?
What
you
going
to
say, Nick?
Offer?
Nothing.
What do you have to offer?
That's why a lot of these kids are stupid. They ain't getting no real knowledge because most of these mothers and grandmothers ain't even live life to know anything.
I'm sorry,
the ones I know, they're working and stuff. So I know like two of them who are grandparents, and they're working and stuff. And
Nikki,
what?
That's how many out of the grand scheme? That's how many?
I understand, but I'm not generalizing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying all of them is that. You have some situations where it's
not a problem. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying all of them are bad either, but what I'm saying is that the majority, what can you show? Like,
honestly, let's be real for real talk, real talk. My cousin's got a girlfriend that's a great grandmother. My cousin is only 43. Real talk. What the hell are you doing? You understand what I'm saying? It's things like it's shit like that that scares me.
Because
you are literally breeding another generation of, call it how you will, I don't care. You're breeding another generation of fuck-ups. You are. You really are. You
unless
really
you're
are.
Willing to teach, unless you're willing to teach them different. But see,
exactly.
That's the
well,
problem.
Apparently you're not. Apparently you're not, because you know
well,
what?
Well, selective, but see,
you're
you know what the thing is?
A dangerous
you
cycle.
Listen, check this out. You can't go against an army with a butter knife. And those are the good parents. You're going against a well-equipped army with a butter knife. For every 20 kids you think you're trying to save, there's another 100 that are telling you otherwise. There are another 100 out there that are out there killing each other. There are another 100 out there that are not listening.
Y'all look at it, okay, you know a lot of these kids are having kids young, but we need that because they're trying to kill off our race. You understand
well,
what I'm saying?
They've been trying to do that. They've been trying to do
that.
That's
why our race keeps multiplying.
But the problem with that is, how the hell can you stop that vicious cycle when you ain't mentally equipped to deal with what you got going on in front of you now?
Well, the thing is,
Explain why, listen,
you can't, there's certain things that you just can't stop. So what do? You monitor it. You implement certain things, and you get the system, you get the beast to turn in on itself. See, that's the thing.
Y'all gonna hate me.
Why should,
civilization.
Yeah, like, why should I keep doing it when you guys can kill yourselves? Why should I do it when you guys, listen, you don't want to go to school, you don't want to educate yourself, you listen, let me put something on TV, here, sit back and relax, play a video game, watch a movie that talks about, you know, something that just doesn't have to do with anything. Let me make you comfortable. Oh, what, your parents kicked you out? Oh, you homeless? Well, listen, we got a place for you. It's a 6x6 cell, comes with his own toilet, and your bunk mate name is Raheem. You know what I'm saying? And he has the appetite for dudes. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we'll take care of you, best medical. You get to read if you choose to, or get your degree.
Oh, by the way, we can give you your exactly.
Yeah, if you choose to get these things, we'll make your life easy. And, you know, the whole thing, you just got to trade in, well, it's just your freedom. And then we ask you to do a little work for us, and we'll pay you a little 5 cents an hour. And, you know, that's that. We just, you know, revoke your voting privileges and everything. Like, it's a trade-off. So, you know, what would you rather? Would you rather just live and do nothing, or actually go out there and work for a living 40 hours a week, dealing with transportation back and forth, and you can just stay here in Club Med and get 3 hots in a cot, and we got you.
Yeah, I'd rather my freedom. Thank you. I prefer
That's
my
you.
Freedom.
That's you. But how many suckers are out there that just rather be they'd rather be catered to?
Yeah, I'm not. Well, see, and that's the thing. And this is what we have to avoid. We have to avoid.
You can't.
That shit
listen, it'll be another 2 generations. It'll be another 2 generations before you can even be able to pull that type
and,
of that us out black. I would. I have to put it on black
is,
men out of it.
I put it on men. I put it on men, and I put it on women. I put it on. Let's be real. I'm the type. I'm putting it on both perspectives, because at the end of the day. Mothers are responsible as much as the fathers are. Make no mistake.
And this is it.
Because you know what? Because you know what? Listen, even if you are a single parent, I don't care if you're a single father or a single mother. If you are a single parent, knowing what you went through, knowing the hardships that you have endured, you should make it a prime directive to instill in your children not to have to go through this shit.
Yeah, but how many people?
But they have to want to do it.
But
they have to want to do it.
You
you could do as much as you want, but if the kid doesn't want to be anything, they're not going to be anything, Mika.
But
here's
there's
an
no
idea.
Incentive.
But here's an idea.
But there's no incentive
but here's
for
an
them
idea.
To be anything.
You got
to
get
there's no incentive.
Give them a reason. If you're not giving them a reason to want more, they're not going to want more. My mother gave me a reason to want more.
It's up to the child. It's up to the child. Because me and my mother and my aunt try to step in and do what we have to do. It's on the kid. They have to want it. If they don't want it, there's nothing else you can do.
That's what I just said. I disagree.
Nikki,
that's what I just said. You have to give them a reason to want more. If you're not giving them a reason to want more, they're not going
to
want more.
But the thing is, nowadays they only have the drive to either be NBA, NFL,
exactly.
a rapper, or R&B, or a video hoe.
That's the only drive that they're giving them because that's what they're exposing them.
That's what they said. This is the limitation. This is what you can do. They're not telling them that you can be doctors. They're not telling them that you can be lawyers. They're not telling them that you can be astronauts. They're not telling them that you can be president. They're just saying, hey, listen, what happened with Obama was a fluke.
In order to be a doctor, in order to be a teacher, you got to work for that. You have to be dedicated. You got to go to school. You got to cut out partying. They don't want to do that. You understand? We can tell them everything they want. They don't want to do it. They don't want to go through the process that it has to take to get there.
Because it takes too long.
That's the problem.
It takes too long.
Exactly. They want to do shit too fast in the way they want to do it. That's it.
You're right.
That's because that's personally when people always say, oh, it's the home, it's the home. Now, I don't like that. Because I take that personal. That's bullshit.
Real talk,
I told my kids, I don't care what you do. I told my kid, I don't care if you become a weatherman. I don't care if you become a meteorologist. Because they fuck up and they still get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. I don't care. But you will find something to do where you earn a respectable living and be on your own where you don't have to fucking come
That's
back
not cool.
to. But they don't want to be
That's
on their
cool.
own. They want that fast money and they want motherfuckers to sit there. They want to do things
but
their
you know,
way.
They want to drive around in the BMW with $20 in their pocket. They want to drive around.
Where is that mentality coming from?
Exactly.
This is my question. Where is that mentality coming from?
From their peers. So the damn sure ain't come from this house.
But listen, but that's the whole thing.
That's my question. Where's that mentality coming from?
TV make the TV. But look, you look at TV.
It's more than
it's
no. It came from his tears. He idolized them from since he was a little kid. When he was three years old, I would take him outside, and he would break his neck and staring at these drug dealers on the corner. That was something he idolized from when he was younger.
You know what? And I got to say this. If that was the case, then I'd be out there wilding out with 8 different kids or 15 different fathers. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, check this out. I hate to throw this in the mix, but I got to mention this. Look at that TV show, 50 Cent's TV show, Power. Now, mind you, this dude, he's
Don't
a drug dealer
trying to
get out of the game.
How do you call Showbox?
Yeah, he's a drug dealer trying to get out of his game, but then he has his wife, or I guess soon to be ex-wife. She don't want him to be anything else but the drug dealer that he's been. See, that's the thing. We as black people.
He's gonna sit there and listen to her, and still, well, you have to be your own person and your own man. Like,
but
you know
we don't believe
guys.
In evolution. A lot of us don't believe in evolution.
I gotta bring this back. We are down to a minute 35 seconds. Let's do this real fast. Willoughby, final thoughts. Let's go.
Once again, accountability. Whether it's for yourself, whether it's for your kids, whether you're a cop, lawyer, listen, own up to your own actions. Stop trying to put your bullshit on anybody else.
There you go. Nikki?
Not every fucked up child is fucked up because of shit that went on in their house. I'm done.
Wow. Okay, well, we got 60 seconds left. As for me, all I can say is guard your children. Show them a better way than what you had, because at the end of the day, what you had ain't always right. Give them better than what you had. You'd be surprised at the result. Lord knows I'm shocked at mine every damn day. Freaking squirrel and moose. You might as well call me Natasha out this mofo.
Well, guys, thank you again for joining us on the menu. As always, it's been a riveting conversation. Tonight's episode, Children of a Lost Society. If you were not able to catch the entire program, please feel free to log on to Blog Talk Radio, type in the menu, and you will catch tonight's rewind. As always, I'm Tamika, joined with Brother B and Nikki. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you guys next week on the menu.
Yeah, we're gonna lighten it up. We're gonna have some fun. Later.
Yeah, okay. Bye.